It's, of course, the theme song to Cheers. Some sad news. George Wendt, who played Norm, has just passed away at the age of 76. I know a lot of people probably saw, if you follow some of the retro accounts on social media, today was the day the Cheers finale aired. It was like 42 years ago, 44 years ago. And word just came that George Wendt, played Norm, passed away at the age of 76. Series finale was 32 years ago tonight.
93.
Was the second most watched finale in television history.
Wow.
Behind MASH. Up at the until that point. It was like that. Anyone I knew was watching. I love Cheers. Cheers was one of the best television series I have ever seen. Reruns are still great today. But George Wendt played Norm, passed away today at the age of 76.
Ted Danson was in Cheers, right?
Ted Danson was Sam. Yeah. He was the bar. He was the owner of the bar. You had Ted Danson. You had Kelsey Grammer. It was Frasier. You had John Ratzenberger played Cliff Postman. Woody Harrelson was behind the bar. Before that, it was Coach, an older bartender. Coach passed away. Woody Harrelson took over behind the bar.
Oh, I didn't know Woody Harrelson was in Cheers.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was the bartender for a while. Rhea Perlman. She was, what was her name? She was the bartender. Shelley Long, of course, was a bartender. Kirstie Alley came in after Shelley Long left.
Carla. I'm looking it up right now. Rhea Perlman was Carla Tortelli. Carla Tortelli.
Had a spinoff series called The Tortellis.
Wow.
Failed after a season or two.
Cheers for me, Hawk. Truthfully, I'm not going to hate on it because it was just after it ended before I even was born.
Yeah.
But that show was on Nick at Night. Like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm listening to the Cheers intro that we just heard, and that was my cue to, okay, turn off the TV. Like, it's too late. I got to go to bed.
I mean, that show was so good. Every character was great on that show. The dynamic between, first it was, you know, Sam and Diane, Shelley Long, and then Sam and Kirstie Alley. It was just, that show was brilliant. But George Wendt, as Norm, I would have to say, one of the most beloved television characters of all time. Norm!
Have you gone to the bar in Boston?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did that.
Is that still open?
You have to do that.
Right. I feel like if I've never been to Boston, but if I go to Boston, even despite knowing I've never watched the show, go get a beer at the Cheers bar.
You have to do that.
A little brewski at the Cheers bar.
I think they have a like a fake set at the airport, don't they? They might have a fake Cheers set at the airport as well. Anyway, game night tonight. And we've got your Road to a Repeat update here, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Game one tonight, 8 p.m. You can listen to it here on 560. You can watch it on TNT. Game two will be Thursday night, 8 p.m., 560 TNT. And then games 3 and 4 will be the first home games for the Panthers. Those will be in Sunrise Saturday, 8 p.m. puck drop in Sunrise. And Monday, Memorial Day, 8 p.m. puck drop in Sunrise. And we will do the show from the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday to get you ready for game 4. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Remind me too to give away Marlins tickets during this hour. We've got a pair of Marlins tickets to give away every single day this week. It's Marlins and Giants, May 31st, Lone Depot Park. They are celebrating South Florida Black Legacy Day that night at the park, or that afternoon at the park. And we've got a pair of tickets every day this week. So we will give one away this hour, maybe this segment. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Speaking of Los Marlins, I missed this over the weekend, Hawk. Truthfully, I didn't watch too much Marlins baseball. I now just get all my Marlins updates from your text messages based on whether or not Matthew McCullough or Clayton McCullough,
that's
rather.
Right, Matthew McCullough.
Clayton McCullough is playing Matt Mervis or not. I missed this, though. Cal Quantrill did something that has not been done in MLB this season.
This. We talked about this yesterday with Appel.
Yeah,
me and Appel talked about this.
I remember he brought it up, but I truthfully wasn't really paying attention.
I brought it up, yeah. And you chimed in.
Yeah, but I chime in on a lot of things without really knowing what we're talking about.
I mean, we literally talked about this yesterday. You're talking about the immaculate inning.
Yeah, he threw an immaculate inning.
Yes, but we talked about this yesterday with you involved in the conversation.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was an awesome convo. I'd just like to revisit it for a second because now I have an actual take on it. So Ryan Spader, MLB analyst, he explained, and I just saw this morning, why the immaculate inning is actually rarer than a perfect game. And there's only been 23 perfect games in the history of Major League Baseball, and there's been way more immaculate innings. That was the 118th. So on the surface, you're probably thinking to yourself, it makes no sense. But he broke it down, and he says, approximately 460,000 pitched games in Major League history. 23 of those have been perfect games. So that's 1 in 20,000 0.005%. But if you compare that to 4,275,000 innings, a rough measurement, but over 4 million.
Can I X out of this, like on America's Got Talent or something, if I've had enough and I don't want to go anymore? This would have made all the sense in the world yesterday.
I know. I missed it
coming
yesterday.
Coming off Sunday's
right.
Cal Quantrill immaculate inning.
Agreed, 100%, but I missed it. I missed it yesterday, Hawk. I didn't have this nugget.
You participated in the conversation.
Yeah, I didn't have this nugget, though. But, I mean, hey, Cal Quantrill threw an immaculate inning. Let's go. We should be hyped up.
We're all aware.
We should be hyped up.
We're all
aware. How is that not
news? Matt Mervis tonight is batting cleanup once again.
Wow.
Matt Mervis is batting cleanup tonight.
Wow. Must have had a good BP session this morning.
I'm guessing you'll bring that up, I don't know, Thursday?
One in 36,000. 36,000. That is the odds of somebody throwing an immaculate inning. Crazy. So Dwayne Wade is making the rounds. He's leaving the Miami Heat. He's taking an ownership stake with the Utah Jazz. He talked about Jimmy Butler in the playoffs on his podcast. I don't know if you saw this, Hawk. I have the audio.
I did. Yeah, play this because it's kind of they don't hesitate to criticize Jimmy. They have no love lost for him.
I think the thing with Jimmy is I didn't like the way he just approached the game. Like, I know Jimmy is a pass first guy. Oh, I know he's about getting his teammates the ball and want to see them shine. But it's a point where you're getting 60.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working. You got to go.
Yep.
He won't look at the basket. And I've seen this before. I've seen it in the Heat jersey. And so, you know, in a sense, like when Pat come out, Pat say, we ain't want to get you an extension, it's not always because of injury. Sometimes it's, I need to see what you're going to do in every moment, not just in one moment. We saw Jimmy in the bubble.
Go off.
He was a dog.
Yep.
I saw Jimmy in another finals too against the Denver Nuggets, and he did the exact same thing he did the other night. He did not look at the basket.
Right, right.
I don't want to see that. Like, Jimmy Butler is too good of a basketball player to not have his imprint on the game. And sorry, sir, when it's time for you to take over, you just have to. And even if you can't do it from the standpoint of you ain't making those shots, I don't care.
All right.
Shoot.
Yeah. Go to hell, ball.
It's bad offense. If you're not shooting, getting too close in that paint and not putting that ball up to that basket, that's bad offense when your team needs you to do it. Now, he does a great job of getting in there and getting his guys shots. But it's times where your guys have done all they can do and you the guy.
Right.
Right. You're Batman because Robin is out. I mean, you're Robin because Batman is whatever the hell.
Yeah. We get you. We get it.
It's your moment.
Yeah, it's your moment. Yeah. And that was that for me was the moment that I was looking for Jimmy to show why they made that trade for him. Yeah. Yeah. At home, we may not. This may be it for the year. We don't know. Right. At home, Jimmy, I need to see it.
Well, a lot of people felt the same way, D-Wade. He's just not that dude.
It's funny, though, because he's with the Heat, and he's walking off the court. You picked Tobias Harris over me. Like, he's letting everybody know, I'm that guy. And then he's carrying you to the NBA Finals, and he's in the post-game press conference telling you, like, yeah, I'm the best player. I'm that guy. And then all of a sudden, he's like, no, I'm Robin. But they need you to go perform like you're the guy who carried the Heat to the finals two times.
D-Wade said it there. Like, we get it. You're a pass-first guy. We all know that. That's fine.
Right.
It's great to get your teammates involved. But there are times where you go, yeah, it's go time.
It's a little different, though, right, Dwayne Wade? Because they were supposed to be boys. The idea of Jimmy Butler coming here, a lot of the credit was given.
Handing him the mantle. You're the next guy. You're next guy up.
But a lot of the credit was given to Dwayne Wade, almost like secret agent recruited him in Chicago. I don't know. It doesn't sound to me like they're best buds anymore.
Disappointed in the way that it – yeah, certainly disappointed. I mean, if you recommend someone for a job – and then they spend 6 months staring at their typewriter, timely, and they don't type anything. You're the guy that recommended them. You're like, yeah, that wasn't who I recommended. And I'm sure that's how Dwayne Wade feels because he knows how it ended with the Heat. He wouldn't have put that upon Pat Riley and Spo and Mickey Arison.
And that's Dwayne Wade, who had his falling out with the organization, by the way.
Yeah.
Who's a minority owner in the Utah Jazz because
he went elsewhere. And again, I blame the Heat and Pat Riley for that. But he ended up going elsewhere. He saw how other operations run. And he saw, wow, Miami's built different. Like, they're a winning organization. Chicago certainly wasn't. And Cleveland, remember, he came back and he was like, yeah, we can't be eating waffles anymore because there's going to be BMI checks and, like, you know what I mean? Like, he found out, like, yeah, Heat are a different organization. Somebody DM'd me, my guy Nelson. This is true. This is a great trivia question. How did Carla's husband die on Cheers? He was run over by a Zamboni. Little piece of trivia for you. Bring that up tomorrow as if you've never heard it before.
I might. Was that an episode? He died?
No, that was just the backstory of how she lost her husband.
You ever ridden on a Zamboni?
I have not. I have not. Always wanted to. Kind of reserved for kids at this point. I don't think they can put a 55-year-old guy up there.
Why not?
I've got my own page on the Denny's menu. My Zamboni riding days are over.
All right. Well, the Marlins are going to play against the Cubs today as well, as Hawk just mentioned to you. By the way, Dwayne Wade also chimed in on 100 men versus one gorilla on that same podcast. He's taking the gorilla. He also said it's going to be 99 men versus two because he's flipping sides to join forces with the gorilla.
That's funny. I haven't heard that take before. That's funny.
Saw he was doing the interview, that clip we played for you, just holding his NBA Finals MVP.
So there had to have been a backstory for that, right? Because it didn't make sense otherwise.
I don't know, like, bro. If you have like an NBA Finals MVP,
there?
You should do our radio show. We're on video. You should do our radio show just holding your gallon jug of McRib sauce that McDonald's sent you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my Personality of the Year award.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should just do a segment holding that.
I'll just hold it all day long.
Okay, yeah. The sweet trophy, man.
Yeah, Solana bought this for me. They didn't send it. It makes no sense to have a disco ball as this trophy. But Solana sent this to me. Like, he had it made, had it shipped to my house, and I love it.
It was between the disco ball or a guy playing golf.
I love either one. This one's terrific.
Those are the two cheapest trophies on trophy.com.
That's what I keep behind me. I have that, and then I have a microphone. You know, we do with Crowder, every year we do the broadcast at the Boys and Girls Club, yeah. Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And it's the fundraiser during the holiday season. And so this year they gave Crowder like a whole bunch of awards, you know, and like a personalized, I can't remember what it was. It was like a painting and, you know, like, and they had an apron for him for the Crowder powder, whatever. Yeah. And then they kind of remembered that I was there. Like, they don't know who I am, even though they see me every year for the last 10 years. But they were very nice at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club. They gave me this golden microphone.
Wow.
Which I'm guessing was actually intended for Crowder. But then they realized that I'm there and I host the show and they didn't have anything for me. And they're like, and by the way, we haven't forgotten you. I don't think they knew my name. And they're like, here, we got you this. And I don't know if you can see it. It says, thank you for all that you do from all of us at Lester H. White. Everything on Crowder's was like personalized. Mine says, thank you for everything you do. So I still don't think they know my name 10 years later, but I love this golden microphone.
And the white guy that comes with Channing Crowder every year.
It was pretty much it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, don't think we forgot you.
Come here, fella. Let's see what else I have here. The New York Times is reporting that Jordan Hudson.
Somebody texts in, now you know what a participation trophy feels like, buddy. Yeah, you think I haven't had my share of participation trophies growing up, pal? I was the king of participation ribbons.
Somebody pointed out yesterday, because I posted it was Diego Forlán's birthday, famous Uruguayan soccer player. I posted the only picture I have.
It was yesterday, along with Fred Neal?
It was, along with Fred Neal, yes. Yeah, you glossed over Forlán, by the way, on the celebrity birthday list, which did piss me off a little bit because it was the only name you didn't read, one of the most legendary soccer players of the last 20 years, whatever. Mm. The only picture I have with him, I look like a dumbass. Like, legitimately, I just look stupid. My mouth is open, but it was one of these. Yeah. This is 15 years ago. He's walking. He wants nothing to do with me. I kind of put my arm around him. He's kind of weirded out.
Name is Slow Alex. Can we take a picture?
So I posted that picture. Somebody pointed out that I had the young Joker build, which is
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, that picture that has gone viral of Nikola Jokic when he was much younger.
Oh, you look super similar to him.
I that looks like me. That is me. The problem is his baby fat developed into him being
the greatest basketball player in the league.
A legitimate top 10 NBA player of all time. My baby fat just developed into affecting my brain power.
Right. It has you talking about Cal Quantrill's immaculate inning 48 hours after it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The immaculate inning. You heard it here first. More impressive than the perfect game.
You heard it here several times.
The New York Times is reporting Jordan Hudson, that's Bill Belichick's girlfriend, has told at least one person that Bill Belichick and her are engaged to be married. So this story continues. Wait for more information, I guess.
Yeah, wait for more info.
For the engagement pics.
Soap opera. Wild.
Yeah, but you joke, man. I was in Publix in line the other day. Like three magazines. Bill Belichick is on gossip magazines.
Got a text here. It says, Hawk, of course we know your name. Thank you for supporting the Boys and Girls Club. Do you think that's legit? Because I looked at the person's text history. There's none. So that could be a first-time texter from someone at the Boys and Girls Club.
No shot.
That's you don't think they know me.
That's the ticket wizard with one of his his burner phones. There's a new documentary on Netflix, your favorite streaming platform.
Love it.
The Fall of Favre. Are you interested in that? Brett Favre?
Not like, really. Yeah. I don't know. They have all these sports documentaries. And again, when they start paying me for the endorsements, I can't get enough of them. But yeah, there's a bunch of sports documentaries on there that I'm just, I don't know. I don't know if I could sit there and because there's one about Aaron Rodgers on one of the streaming services.
No, that's the one where he's tripping on ayahuasca.
Yeah.
With the Dolphins safety out of nowhere, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah. I didn't watch that. I'm into Below Deck. You watch that on Bravo?
You're watching Bravo now?
Well, Below Deck.
Right, but it's on Bravo. Now, what is that about? What's that about?
The crew on these private sailing yachts. Mm. So each week there's a different guest, you know, and they pay buku dollars to go on these. You know, the one that we're watching right now is in the Seychelles, but sometimes they have them, you know, wherever in the Mediterranean or whatever. But it's you get intertwined with the crew members' stories, and they're all great looking young people. But they're also servicing the guests who are on the yacht, the vessel that week. And it's a great show. My wife, she was watching it. There's about 50 million seasons. So you can never run out of Below Deck because they have Below Deck Sailing, Below Deck Down Under, Below Deck Seychelles. Like it's just, you know, all these different locations. You get to know the captains, Captain Sandy, Captain Jason, and the crews. I mean, they're just young, great-looking people. They're all hooking up, and it's like it's a big soap opera. But my wife had been watching, you know, for several seasons, and I got into it once, and now I am hooked, man.
It reminds me of a story I wanted to get to here. Have you seen this social media, viral guy? He's sailing from Oregon to Hawaii by himself with a cat.
I think you sent it to me.
I think I sent it to you a couple times.
Someone sent it to me, and I think it was you.
Yeah, yeah. So this it, probably around my age, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older.
The cat?
Yeah. This guy quit his job. And just decided, has no real sailing background. He didn't grow up on a sailboat. He didn't grow up below deck. Like, he didn't grow up with any real background of being on the water. Just quit his job, worked at a tire factory or tire store, hated his 9-to-5, and said, I'm going to learn how to sail, and I'm going to go to Hawaii. Bro.
God bless people who can do that.
This kid is by himself daily posting an update every single day on his Instagram. He went from like 72 followers. Hawk, he's got over 1 million followers on day 20 of his journey. Just him and his cat every day.
Amazing. Amazing. Somebody texts in, and I think that's a good idea. Jimmy, call the guy who texted saying that he was part of the Boys and Girls Club and see if he really is from the Boys and Girls Club. Because the number's attached on the text line. The guy did text back in when I was saying, is that really him? And all it says is, it is. Well, thank you, Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club.
Is it Lester H. White?
I don't know. But I do have the golden microphone that you gave me this year. behind me at all times on the video portion of our broadcast. Mm. So thank you.
All right. Your weather from the DeBesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations.
I can't believe you don't watch Below Deck.
7. Nah, I'm not a Bravo guy.
Somebody texts in, wait, you can see all our previous texts? Man, I promise I'm not unhinged. I'm just a passionate American sports fan. Let me see what else that guy has texted. Yeah, I see your entire text history, sir. Jay Ajayi, or however the hell you spell it, won the Super Bowl the following season. In fairness, I think this is the only time you've been wrong, unlike Hawk, who's always wrong.
Agreed.
That was yesterday.
What's up?
Oh, and it's Henry Estrada from the Boys and Girls Club of Broward County who's texting it. Somebody says Captain Sandy got married in Broward. Hey, there you go, Captain Sandy. Love her.
Oh, I should mention Khalil Ware was named to the second team all-rookie team. Second team all-rookie. Kind of ridiculous. He didn't make the first team, and we're being 100% honest.
We thought he was going to be rookie of the year for a couple of weeks.
I put in a rookie of the year bet. When it got to its absolute lowest odds, like the worst odds you could possibly get.
It was the absolute worst odds ever offered, but it was a sure thing. He was winning the rookie of the year.
Hawk, he went from like plus 50,000 to plus 150 in 2 weeks.
It was crazy.
Yeah, Khalil Ware received 44 votes, first place votes, which was sixth best on the list. Alex Saar and Zach Edey are the two centers on the first team. Zachary Risache, Stephon Castle, and Jalen Wells from Memphis. Oh, Matas Buzelis, second
team. That's my guy.
Let's go.
That's my guy.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
There's some breaking news with the NFL. The owners have voted to allow players to participate in the Olympics for flag football. That is now official, courtesy of Adam Schefter. NFL owners voted today to permit players to participate in flag football at the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. You have any desire to go to an Olympics? I know you'd love to go to a World Cup and hopefully will. Any desire to go to an Olympics?
Huge desire to go to the Olympics.
Really?
I'm an Olympics guy. I want to watch everything. The shot put.
Are you an Olympics guy? I thought you weren't.
I'm a huge Olympics guy.
Are you doing a bit here?
Not doing a bit. You probably are just not remembering correctly, but when we were doing shows during the Olympics, most recently the Summer Olympics, I watch everything, literally every event.
Like you
event.
Weren't just watching basketball.
Nah. Basketball, obviously, I'm watching, but I was watching everything. Winter Olympics coming up next year, I'm the guy watching curling. I'm the guy watching like
Would you
alpine
rather go to a
skiing.
Winter Olympics or a Summer Olympics?
Summer Olympics, for sure.
And would you go to one in Los Angeles, or would you rather go to a more exotic location?
I think I'd rather go to an exotic location. I've been to L.A.
They do have In-N-Out Burger there.
Oh, good point. Good point. Have you seen these people that are, instead of getting buns at In-N-Out Burger, you can get tomatoes as the buns?
I've seen restaurants where you can, you know, use lettuce as the buns. You know, these people, they can't have any bread. I can't have a single morsel of bread. No, okay. Enjoy your avocado toast. Hold the toast.
I'll tell you what, though. Tomatoes as bread kind of sounds fire. I don't know if
no,
you
it
like
tom.
It doesn't? I'm not saying it's better.
No, I don't know.
I'm not saying it's better, but it just, there's something appealing about it.
I don't like tomatoes.
To me. Oh, okay. Well, you don't like tomatoes then. Just say that. You don't like tomatoes.
I do like tomatoes. Like, I like a caprese salad. I like tomatoes, little tiny, little heirloom tomatoes, little tiny tomatoes on my avocado toast. But I'm not holding tomato slices in my hand, biting into a burger. And in fact, when I get a burger somewhere and they say you want everything on it, I always say hold the tomatoes.
Wow. That's crazy, man. You're missing out on some great pleasures. I'll bite right into a tomato.
Yeah. We call Lori, my wife, the tomato lady.
Eat all your tomatoes.
She loves tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Loves tomatoes.
Yeah.
Cannot get enough tomatoes.
You hear, did you hear Tobin today at all, Hawk? It's Brendan Tobin.
Yeah, on this station?
Yeah, I don't know what time, but.
I didn't.
This guy is, first of all, didn't know gnocchi was Italian. He thought it was like Irish because it's potato based.
Oh, because it's got potato based?
Right. He didn't know it was an Italian.
That's funny.
Dish. And he didn't know how to pronounce it. And then he said that gnocchi is not a top 10 Italian dish, which
well,
is...
Well, it's not.
What?
Gnocchi? No.
Gnocchi is not a top 10 gnocchi? Pasta, not a top 10 Italian dish?
No.
Okay.
Key.
Well, you
no,
just,
it's not.
You
it's
just,
not.
Don't, you just a, don't know what you're talking about then. I don't know how else to put it.
I don't gnocchi what I'm talking about.
You don't,
no, you don't gnocchi what you're talking about.
You don't gnocchi.
No, it's a cute. You know what it is? It's a cutesy dish for people who want to seem like, oh, I'm not ordering spaghetti and meatballs because
well,
it's an
yeah,
Italian
that's,
restaurant.
That's the
oh,
problem.
I gotta get gnocchi, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it that way. Gnocchi. I'm gonna. You know, it's like it's cutesy. That's not top. Just off the top of my head, are we doing different types of pastas as? Italian dishes, spaghetti and meatballs is number one.
But it's not Italian. It's not
pizza
an Italian dish.
Is number two. Baked ziti is three.
Okay, you're 5 years old with the baked ziti.
What are you talking about?
The baked ziti.
Mozzarella sticks is four. Caesar salad is five.
That we can agree on.
Garlic bread is six. Garlic bread with cheese is seven. Mostaccioli is eight. Calzone is nine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this off the dome.
Right.
And a gabagool sandwich is 10.
Okay.
And I never got the gnocchi. I probably wouldn't get there if I did 20.
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, it's fine. I mean, if you love Olive Garden and that's your barometer for Italian food, which it sounds like you do, then that's fine, you know? But you're missing out on cappellini, linguini, farfalle, rotini. I mean, you're just missing out on some incredible pasta dishes.
But you didn't mention gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
That's what I'm saying. It's just to be cutesy. I'm at 10. I'm not even there yet. Number 11, I would go lasagna. Number 12, Perrier. Wait a second. Perrier. No, I'm thinking of what's the other sparkling water? Because Perrier is French.
You're thinking of San Benedetto or
no.
San Pellegrino.
San Pellegrino. San Pellegrino.
San Benedetto as well as Italian, but... Yeah, Perrier, Hawk, that's not Italian. Everybody knows Perrier is made in China.
13, Italian ice. 14, the Italian herb and cheese bread at Subway.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Those are both courtesy of Marcos. Thank you, Marcos. Those are both.
We'll send that to Gino Toretta and rile him up a little bit. Yeah,
I texted Pizzola. I said, Matt Merv is batting cleanup again tonight. This is the difference between good gamblers and bad gamblers. So I texted it to Pizzola. Merv is batting cleanup tonight. He texted back, 0 for 3, 2 Ks. I texted it to my brother. Merv is batting cleanup tonight. My brother said, you're costing me hundreds of dollars. When I get kicked out of the house, I hope you have an extra room for me.
You're taking the other Hawkman down with you, man. That's just not cool.
I mean, who doesn't love rooting for Matt Mervis?
Not cool.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.